Deluded by Suggestive Scribe, read by Rhea 3 and 4. Fandom Yuri on Ice. Pairing Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. So, Yuri, how'd you do it? Huh? Yuri flinched at the sudden break of silence, his arms flailing just enough to shake some of the sake from his glass. What do you mean? He asked, sparing a quick glance across the kotatsu at Victor. Victor was resting the weight of his head in his palm, elbow propped against the table, and eyes trained on Yuri with a calm focus. Find your Eros, Victor elaborated. His unoccupied fingers toyed with the rim of his sake cup, unthinkingly tipping it back and forth under his touch. Oh. Yuri looked back down to his hands, where a few drops of sake had managed to splash onto his fingers. For a while, they had simply sat in warm, contented silence, the lighting tinting the room gold as the sake tinted their cheeks pink. He shifted against the tatami. That's... You figured it out at Minako-san's, yes? Victor lifted his glass from the table, eyes glinting as he brought it to his lips. She told me you were there all night. Yes, Yuri admitted. We... Ah, wonderful, he exclaimed suddenly. Searching for inspiration in the middle of the night, dancing until you find yourself. Victor clasped his hands together and squeezed his eyes shut. Overcoming long-fought hardships, so beautiful. Yuri laughed nervously. I'm not sure how long-fought 3 days is, but I appreciate his appreciation. Yuri lifted his finger to his mouth and licked the stray drops into his mouth. So? Victor leaned forward, his eyes shining the way they did when they were backlit by unstoppable excitement. What did the trick? Did you talk to her about relationships? Dance your heart out until you felt something. Feel the music until it brought forth your Eros? Yuri began, ruffling the hair at the back of his head. I'm not sure about all that. Victor blinked back at him. Really? Well, Yuri shifted on his legs again. The purr of the heater under the kotatsu had left him warm, and the food and familiarity made him feel truly at home. He felt bad, guilty almost, to have sunken into such a state when he was next to Victor. It seemed wrong to slouch into comfort when someone as sharp and genius was stationed across from him. I had to get my part of the story right, Yuri finished, after what seemed like an overly long pause. For all Victor's excitement, he was always serenely patient. Story? Victor repeated. Yeah, you know, Yuri went on, fidgeting in his spot and keeping his eyes from touching on Victor's face. The story I saw when I first listened to the piece. He let go of a large sigh, his posture wilting a bit. My portrayal was off because I was approaching it all wrong. I'm interested to know, Victor said, leaning his elbows on the table once again. Yuri blinked up at him, eyelashes sifting through the slight haze offered by warmth and alcohol. What story did you see? Yuri's head snapped to the side, breaking eye contact immediately. Well, that's not very important. His voice trailed off as he felt embarrassment crawl across his skin. You frustrate me, Yuri. The way Victor drug out the first syllable of his name made Yuri's insides swoop low. He fought off the urge to clutch his stomach and forced his gaze back to his coach. Victor was staring petulantly at him across the table. I want to get to know you, but you never open up to me. His bottom lip was poking out, eyelids drooping and pouting dissatisfaction at Yuri's antics. It's not because I don't want you to know me. Well, it is, but only because I'm an inherently embarrassing individual. It's not like that. Yuri waved his hands in defense. It's just... His mouth twisted around on unspoken words as he thought. his eyes cast a blank stare at the reflection of the paper lanterns on the kotatsu. I lack my own self-confidence, but if I can relate to a character and use that thread to pull out the rest, then... He lifted his gaze. My expression becomes more true. Victor tipped his head to the side as he set his chin in his palm, bangs falling over his left eye. Yuri swallowed. What about you? Victor raised his eyebrows. What about me? Those methods you mentioned before, is that how you find what you're looking for? Yuri nervously twiddled his thumbs above his lap. Oh, Victor acknowledged. I had a similar conversation with Yurio. He smiled, straightening his back and gently clasping his fingers around his sake glass. Most of the time, I'm just channeling a feeling. A feeling. I let it flow out as I skate, Victor explained, flicking one arm out to the side. Flow out. He doesn't think about it at all. As you skate. Of course. Victor lifted his cup from the table and beamed at him. Skating is a form of expression. You haven't forgotten that, have you? No, of course not. Yuri almost stuttered. He felt his cheeks flushing as he nervously fit his fingers around his own sake. You just make it sound so effortless. Sometimes it is. Victor tipped his glass back against his lips, then pulled it away, smile still perfectly stationed on his face. But if I'm having trouble, sometimes I dance. Yuri's attention riveted upwards. Oh? Yes. Victor sat there, smile broad and blinding, entirely unaware that he was divulging information Yuri found more precious than the air he was breathing. I thought you might have done the same thing with Minako-san. It would have been a cute coincidence. So, when you dance, Yuri attempted to keep the eagerness out of his voice as he leaned forward, do you usually practice the steps from your skating program? Victor chased a rogue drop of sake off his bottom lip with his tongue. Not especially. Yuri's fingers bowed against the table as he squeezed the edge. Then, what do you dance? The sound vibrated off Victor's lips as he set his glass down. It depends what mood I'm trying to convey, what emotions I need to bring forth. Yuri allowed his eyes to fall downcast for a moment. I see. Did he dance to choreography he knew? Did he just create steps on the fly? How about I show you? Yuri jolted in place, bouncing slightly on the tatami mat. Huh? Victor was already pushing off his knees, gracefully rising to a standing position. Say, Yuri, he began, gently brushing off the legs of his slacks. Do you know much ballroom? Well. Yuri was wringing his hands now, suddenly overflowing with anxious energy. Just the very basics that helped with skating. It was mostly ballet for me. Victor extended his hand where he stood, arm and fingers outstretched and beckoning to Yuri. Then you know how to waltz? Yes. Yuri's voice came out too loud past the squeezing restriction of his throat. Victor's lips slid into a warm smile. So show me. Yuri was sure his face was bright pink as he shot up from his spot on the floor, his fingers shaking by his sides. He rounded the table, hands fluttering in the air a bit as he stopped in front of Victor. Who will le- Victor took hold of Yuri's right hand and began stepping forward with his left foot. Yuri made a small noise but immediately stepped back to follow Victor's lead, landing on the raised toe of his right foot before swaying his weight into a sidestep. You adapted without a moment's hesitation, Victor noted with a coy smile, now stepping backward and guiding Yuri's movements forward. They completed the first full count, but Victor was still leading him into more steps. And the rise and fall of your feet is perfect. I'm impressed. Yuri's eyelashes fluttered. Thank you. It's just a simple thing. Victor's palm was warm against Yuri's own. His fingers were gently curled around Yuri's hand, but they were still bracing. It was a lead that was as delicate as it was forceful. Victor shifted the line of his body, propelling them into a different angle for their steps. I've never had to seek inspiration for Eros, or sexual love. Victor spoke, his words smooth and pleasant, even so close to Yuri's ear. Yuri smiled weakly. Of course you haven't. But if I did, I think I'd choose something more... Victor's back suddenly stiffened, the motions of his arms and legs halting and forcing Yuri to stop alongside him. He tipped his head to the side, bangs sliding over his forehead, as his lips split into a blithe smile. Tango? Before Yuri could blink, Victor was moving, bringing their hips just a bit closer as he took one long, gliding step forward. Victor's lead was smooth and strong, allowing Yuri just enough time to recalibrate his mind so he could fall into the finishing slide step easily. Impressed? Victor repeated. It's nothing. Yuri batted the compliment away, even as his cheeks reddened. You're just a good lead. You never give yourself enough credit, Victor responded, lightly jerking Yuri's right arm to lead them into a promenade. They were simple forward steps, punctuated with a slight turn, but even so, Yuri felt swept up in the motions. Their inner legs moved together, close enough to brush fabric. The wistfulness of the turn and the way Victor leaned in, pulling their chests close, made all the air leave Yuri's lungs. The tango feels so much more sensual, doesn't it? Victor asked, guiding them into a promenade in the opposite direction. At the end of the small turn, Victor tipped forward, leading legs sliding between Yuri's and lowering him into a careful dip. Yuri's bangs fell away from his face as his spine curved backward, the room slowly turning upside down at Victor's urging. His weight was resting partially on the thigh Victor had between his legs, and everything was dizzying for a moment, settling only long enough for Yuri to manage one shaky inhale. Then Victor was lurching him back into standing, and the moment Yuri was upright, he was being flung into a spin at the end of Victor's reach. Yuri halted just as his fingertips curled around Victor's, toes pointed and arm extended as naturally as breathing. At least Yuri had the excuse of temporary vertigo for the color at his cheeks. Victor took two smooth rounded steps to close their distance again, feet swinging and working as easily as they did on ice. Yuri could almost hear the stuttering beat of the violins as they moved, the low chords of a piano marching them towards heavy breaths and tight spins. I quite like the tango, Victor told him, tilting his chin down just a bit to look past his bangs and into Yuri's eyes. It's nice, Yuri managed, trying not to think about the breaths he could feel whispering against his neck. I think the Argentine tango is my favorite, he continued. Yuri blinked. Argentine? The word was a bit strange on his tongue. Victor brought them to a stop. They call it the War of the Feet, Victor informed him. He kicked his leg out, hitting the slim space between Yuri's legs and weaving his foot in flashing motions. Amazing, Yuri breathed, watching the complicated footwork. He'd seen Victor do similar things in the rink, but he never had to navigate such precise movements around another body. You can do it too, Victor told him, clear blue eyes peering down at him without a single trace of doubt. Oh, I don't know about that. Watch, Victor instructed. He kicked his leg between Yuri's, snapping his hips from side to side and causing his foot to lash out in both directions. When he withdrew, it was in less than an instant, socked foot landing right where it started on the tatami. Simple. Yuri's legs weren't as long as Victor's. He leaned forward, almost pressing their chests flush as he slid his leg between Victor's and copied the movements he'd just seen. Their hips grated gently against one another, and while Yuri's movements weren't as sharp, He managed at least a meager impersonation. "See?" Victor purred down at him. "Easy." He didn't force any more distance between their bodies as he pulled them back into motion. "There's something I like about the tango." His voice was low, almost rumbling against the skin behind Yuri's ear. "Expressing sensuality can feel like a chase, or a battle." Victor went on, moving into careening footsteps that carried them in a small circle. Every spin made Yuri's heart tumble within his ribcage, hitting hard and out of time with their steps. At any moment, he felt like gravity would lose its hold on him, carouseling him quick and weightless around Victor's form. "But the tango does something else," Victor said. He lifted their joined hands, flicking Yuri into a sudden half-turn. Then he was stopped, the firmness of Victor's chest pressing into his shoulder blades. With hands still entwined, their arms dropped down, holding Yuri in a strong embrace between arms and chest. Victor nudged his right foot with his own, guiding Yuri to extend it to a point. "The tango," Victor whispered against the shell of Yuri's ear. Yuri shuddered against him, breath quaking from his lungs. That's when Victor dropped down, right hand gliding along the extended line of Yuri's leg and dragging hot sensation with it. He sank down until he was practically sitting on his heel, then lifted again, rising with impeccable strength and grace. He slid his hand back up Yuri's leg, but didn't stop there. He fit his palm over Yuri's hip bone, then snaked up his abdomen, until his fingertips were sliding up the long line of Yuri's throat and gently grasping at his jaw. Victor's lips just barely fluttered over the skin of Yuri's neck. "The tango teaches you to worship." Surely, if Yuri's heart beat any harder, Victor would feel the pulse jump against his lips. Victor spun him again, setting them back to facing each other, and immediately stepped into a promenade. "True sensuality should be about worshipping the one you desire," Victor told him in a low voice. He stopped. "Every?" His fingers splayed out against Yuri's back, sliding up the line of his spine. "Little?" Victor moved as if to take a step backward. "Detail?" Yuri compulsively kicked out his right leg, wrapping it around Victor's waist and leaning into his chest. "Oh," Victor said, his voice colored as much with surprise as intrigue. He could no longer move backward. His eyes swept over Yuri's face like he was trying to see past his skin. "Crap." Victor leaned into him, their hips grinding sensation into one another. "This is bad." Yuri made a slight movement to withdraw his leg, and Victor helped the motion, forcing Yuri's weight away from him. When Yuri regained his balance, he snapped his attention away from Victor's face. His cheeks were burning, his flesh crawling with heat and fingers shaking with nerves. "You intrigue me, Yuri." Victor was leading them into more steps, but Yuri was allowing his body to follow mindlessly. He wanted to flee just as much as he wanted to dig his nails into Victor's shoulders, wanted to bury his face from Victor's gaze just as much as he wanted to bare his neck for it. "Your self-confidence is so low that it ruins your competitions. But you performed my piece every bit as charismatically as I." He spun Yuri, sent him into a quick dip backwards, then brought him up again. Their feet marched forward. "You're this pure and innocent soul who pretends not to know Eros, but you perform today like a siren." Victor pulled them into a step spin together, his leg flaring out in a perfect circle. Then he stopped, urging his right leg forward. He didn't stop until his thigh was fit snugly between Yuri's legs, grinding gentle friction against him. "And when I get close to you," Victor said, holding his position with his hip flush to Yuri's groin and their lips only centimeters apart, "you don't back away." Yuri felt his spine tightening, his throat closing, his senses nothing but blaring flashes of heat and sparks of sensation. Victor whispered just above his mouth, but you tremble." He was trembling. Yuri could feel his hand shivering in Victor's hold, his bottom lip shaking with every unsteady exhale. And still he couldn't stop staring at Victor. The pale sweep of his lashes, the glass-clear pierce of his eyes. His breathing was soft. When Yuri inhaled, he could taste the slightest tinge of sake on Victor's breath. "I want to know," Victor said, making no move to change their position. "How did you find your Eros, Yuri?" Yuri was drawing oxygen from Victor's mouth. He was close enough to draw oxygen. The edges of Yuri's vision began to waver out of focus. "Bad, this is..." "The trembling," Victor said. "Huh?" Yuri's eyes blinked wide for a moment, his surroundings warbling unusually behind him. Victor's lips slipped into a shallow grin. "I'm not sure whether I should take it as a compliment, or as a sign to back away." Yuri's hands clenched into a fist at Victor's back, soft cotton squeezing between his fingers. Nothing on Victor's face changed. Victor lifted his left hand and ran his thumb over Yuri's cheekbone. Their noses brushed against each other. "Can you tell me?" His voice was low enough to barely leave his chest. Yuri felt the words vibrate against his skin. "No. You can't know. I'm..." Victor was tipping his head to the side, but he wasn't moving forward. Yuri could feel the air shift between them, revolving around the tilt of their eyes and mouths, shifting almost as if to wind them closer together without touching. "Bad at worshipping." "What are you saying?" Victor seemed to go impossibly still. Yuri's words danced around his throat before leaving, uncertain and finicky. "I'm too... cowardly, naive, immature, meek," he breathed. Victor hummed in such a way that Yuri felt it crawl over his flesh and across his scalp. "Are you? Or are you just convinced you are?" Yuri swallowed a hiccup of startled air. He couldn't tell him that he wouldn't really know. He couldn't tell Victor that he didn't really have any experience, that the only thing that made him feel like he couldn't make rational decisions... "Yuri." Victor tipped Yuri's chin up, and in the golden light, his blue eyes were an ethereal cut through the haze. The only thing that consumed him, like an insatiable hunger. "You should have more confidence." His words were soft and airy, barely more than breaths. "Always was him. I could never imagine someone falling for me if I chased them." Yuri spat. Victor blinked, face falling in surprise. "I could never imagine being able to woo anyone, ever," he rambled. Victor's forehead creased. "But if I pretended that I was wanted, chased, being worshipped by someone, so..." He stared into Victor's face, features gone soft as he listened. "I could pretend," he whispered. His eyes fell away. "But it was just pretend. I know that. I'm a bit..." He pulled his hand away from the one Victor still had tucked into his palm. "Deluded." "What? I'm sorry," Yuri said, taking a stumbling step back and turning his gaze fully to the floor. "I should get to bed." With his words, he turned on his heel, his retreating back looking just as much like a flea as it truly was one. His heart was still forcing his blood to drum aggressively in his veins, his breath still shaking from his lungs, and his skin was still alight at every point of contact it had with Victor. For some reason, his eyes were stinging, and for some reason there was an itching sensation and noise crawling up his throat. When he swung into his room, he closed the door quickly behind him, but barely quick enough to hide the view of him falling to his knees. He curled his fingers into the tatami as ragged breaths huffed from his chest, and prickling wet threatened the blink of his eyes. Deluded. He pushed his fingers under his glasses and ground them into his eyes. He couldn't allow his infatuation to ruin the opportunity the universe had granted him. He couldn't allow his fantasies to ruin his reality. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thank you for listening.